Quick fixes for the three most common writing mistakes. If you're one of those people who would rather get your teeth drilled than write a report, take heart. You are not alone. Many people find writing hard and, at times, a little embarrassing. As a writer and editor, I find some mistakes show up more often than others. Here are the three I see most often, along with some suggestions where possible for a quick fix. Number one, problems with content. Getting the content right is key to writing with impact. Include too much information and you dilute your message. Too little detail makes your piece seem fluffy. Organize any of it poorly and you risk confusing your readers. Here's the quick fix. Before you start writing, jot down points for an introduction, and that's where you'd name your topic, why it's important, and how you're going to approach it. A few more points for the main body of your article or report. And these points should include everything you think your reader needs to know. The next piece would be exactly how your project, plan, or service works. And finally, put down some detail about your conclusions. Once you have the information down in point form, sift through and remove all irrelevant details, and then organize the information in each section from most to least important. Then tackle the writing. The second most common error that I see comes in the area of grammatical mistakes. Grammar mistakes undermine clarity and they make you look unprofessional. The most common mistakes I see circulate around improper tense usage, botched noun-verb agreement, incorrect punctuation, and run-on sentences. Here's the quick fix. Well, there is no quick fix. I recommend people purchase a set of public school grammar workbooks and complete all exercises from the grade one level onward. There are a number of fabulous online resources as well, where particularly in the area of English as a second language, where if you do work through all of the exercises provided, you'll get a much better grounding in what the basic grammatical rules are. If you're already blessed with a solid grammatical foundation and only occasionally have trouble with some of the finer points of grammar, take the 3 minutes necessary to get the right answer through an online resource. I've listed my favorites in the resource section of my website. I believe it might be under About Us at www.crossmancommunications.com. The third most common writing mistake that I see is in the area of poor word usage. In this category, I include packing a sentence with twice as many words as you need to get the job done, and using complicated words, sometimes incorrectly, when simple ones will work just fine. Another no-no is jargon. None of it means anything. So here's the quick fix. It's almost always possible to cut at least 15% of the words out of your text without diluting your message, so get tough and get at it. It's also a good idea to ask someone else to edit the piece for you. And finally, one of the secrets to writing well is to read a lot. Exposure to other good writers teaches proper writing techniques, and it's easier to pick up on the conventions of a language by observing them. Sad to say, these are only a few of the mistakes I see on an ongoing basis as a freelance writer and editor, but we're all on our own writing continuum, and we can all improve. There are no real shortcuts. The best writing is disciplined, targeted, focused, and sometimes painstakingly produced. Do it well, however, and you will be better able to build relationships, influence stakeholders, or earn greater market share, which is not only the foundation of a better business, but in my opinion, the foundation of a stronger economy. If you'd like more information about the freelance writing and editing and book coaching services provided through my company, Crossman Communications, I invite you to explore my website at www.crossman, that's C-R-O-S-S-M-A-N, then the word communications with an S, .com. Feel free to check me out online, and I hope you have a great, great day.